Welcome to GAO's Watchdog Report, your source for news and information from the U.S. Government Accountability Office. It's February 2014. Retirement and survivor benefits from Social Security and some employer-sponsored pensions have historically helped protect couples and surviving spouses in old age. A team led by Charlie Jezik, a director in GAO's Education, Workforce, and Income Security team, recently examined how trends in marriage and work patterns may affect retirement security. GAO's Sarah Kaczmarek sat down with Charlie to talk about what they found.
Historically, what role has marriage played in couples' retirement savings?
Well, marriage has actually contributed to retirement security for people historically, primarily by sharing costs between people and pooling resources, getting some efficiencies there and allowing for other investments. Also, under Social Security and the traditional pensions, there are spousal and widower's benefits that are available to spouses who are married. In addition, under traditional pension plans, spouses are required to offer a joint survivor annuity to their partner. So for all these reasons, it has a positive effect on retirement security. And if you look at poverty rates for people over age 65, for those who are unmarried, poverty rates are 19.4%, which is well above the national average, while for married people over age 65, the poverty rate is 4.6%.
That's a really big difference. Your team also looked at trends in marriage and labor participation in American households over a 50-year period. What did you find there?
Well, there are two very broad trends. The first is that for a variety of reasons, people waiting longer and also choosing not to be married, marriage rates have gone down. If you look at the population over age 15 in 1960, 68% of that population was married. This had fallen to 54% by 2010. If you look at the percentage of the population, in contrast, that were unmarried, this rose from 22% to 31%. So really significant changes there. Meanwhile, we've seen women in particular head into the workforce, a trend that really started in the post-World War II era and has pretty much continued throughout the last 50 years. If you look at the labor force participation for married women in 1960, it was 32%. This hit 63%, pretty much doubling by 2010.
And how have these changes impacted retirement savings behavior?
Well, in two ways. We've seen a shift in the type of Social Security benefits that people are receiving. There are fewer people receiving spousal benefits or survivor benefits, and an increased number of partners receiving benefits on their own wage record. So there's been a big shift there. Further, particularly for women, as they've entered the labor force and become workers, they're saving more on their own for retirement. And if you look for the household unit, women now contribute 38% of family retirement savings, and that's up from 20% in 1992.
Let me ask you then, what does this tell us about the future of retirement security for folks?
I think basically what it means is with later marriages or no marriage, women in particular will have to save more for retirement on their own. This is a trend that's been true for men for a while with the shift from defined benefit to defined contribution plans. Workers have to contribute more to their plans and make those financial decisions, particularly earlier in life.
Finally, for all of us now thinking about our retirement savings, what's the bottom line here?
The bottom line is that everybody needs to save for retirement, especially women who tend to work less and may have a more intermittent workforce pattern throughout their career. Marriage through the pooling of resources can facilitate retirement security. But one last point, if you do get married, you should try to stay married. If you look at the impact of divorce, particularly on women, assets in the event of a divorce decline for 41% for women, and their incomes decline also by 41%. So divorce can have a very adverse effect on people's income and also their retirement security.
To learn more, visit GAO.gov and be sure to tune in to the next episode of GAO's Watchdog Report for more from the Congressional Watchdog, the U.S. Government Accountability Office.